By the way, you know, we were talking about North Korea just a minute ago.
The happiest place on earth.
The most wonderful place in the world. Mm-hmm. International authorities say that they have busted a North Korean for trying to smuggle illicit material into the country. Now, if it's the best place in the world, why would they even need to do that?
It's not necessary.
Well, according to the New York Post, the communist nation was caught, nationalist was caught trying to purchase tap dance shoes and bring them in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the shoes are an illegal import. What, do you have to buy North Korean tap dancing shoes? Is that what that's about?
How can you be the happiest in the world without tap dancing?
Well, I mean, they have them. It's just that they're Korean.
Uh-huh.
Tap dancing shoes. Kim Jong-il is not happy. So,
and he's Ronery.
He's Ronery.
Got that look on his face.
813, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good morning. How
are
you doing?
Good. What you got for us?
Well, it is summer camp season, and it's nice and hot. And if you want to get your kiddos out of the house for a while, you know, get a little break, we have lots of great camps going on. As always, you can go to acbv.org to kind of get a glimpse of everything that's there. But I have Carla from the Brazos Valley Art League with me today, and she has a really cool camp coming up in July that she wants to talk about.
Okay. Hey, Carla, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Tell us about the Art League first, and then we'll talk about the camp.
Well, the Art League, it does everything art in the Brazos Valley.
No matter what, painting, sculpting, any of that stuff?
Oh, sure, sewing, stitching.
Oh, okay,
you know, all kinds of stuff.
Sure. So we're going to do something for kiddos, huh?
Yes, we're going to give the kids a chance to experience drawing, painting, printmaking, graffiti art only, controlled graffiti art.
Sorry. Do you give them like a spray can of paint and they just go crazy?
I think she's got something like that planned. We'll let them bring something from home and graffiti art on it.
Don't spray.
That's in my building, too.
Yeah,
that sounds
good. Yeah, don't spray each other and do that. Right. Okay.
Stitching some ugly dolls. You know, my daughter is the president of the Ugly Doll Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and those are really fun to do. They took over our life. We've got clay. We've got masks. We've got all kinds of neat things. Through the month of July, we've got a different camp every week.
Okay, and when do the camps take place?
July 5th is the first camp, going each week all the way through July 29th.
Okay, so that's July 5th. That's every Tuesday. Is that right? Or what?
Well, the first week is because of the 4th of July weekend, so we're going to have it start on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then every other week, it's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
The first morning session is from 10 o'clock. Until 12 o'clock in the morning for each age group, 7 to 8 year olds, and then we have another session for the 9 to 10 year olds going on at the same time.
And then do you have an afternoon session or just
for a couple of the weeks during the month of July? You can go on the website and check, but we have two clay sessions, one for the 7 and 8 year olds and one for the 9 and 10 year olds.
Okay, and is there a cost involved?
Yes, it's $50 a session.
Okay, and you can pick and
cheap.
Choose as many as it is. It really
very
is.
Cheap, and all supplies are included. And it's in the air conditioning.
See? Okay. Now you can make... Yeah, and when do they start? July?
July.
You can make Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah. Totally give grandparents.
Yeah. This would be a good
quality
thing.
Quality work. This is not stuff you're just going to toss out as soon as they get home. This is stuff you're going to want to keep in frame.
Take homes. And you may have an artist there in the making.
Budding.
Right? That's the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Go to the website, bvartleague, that's all one word, .org. You can print up the forms and mail them in to the Dartmouth Street website with your check.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The time. Now, if folks are interested in becoming a member of the Art League, what would they do there as far as that's concerned?
Well, if they want to become a member of the Art League, they can actually go to the Art League's website, and they have a membership form, or they can just come by in person, and we'll get them all set up. And that's really a great group because it's your Brazos Valley artists of every shape and form. It's a really great group. They do a lot of good things for the community.
Yeah, we're artsy here in this town, not just Aggieland, but we're artsy too.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's good. All right, very good. Thanks. Anything else?
Well, Mark Taylor would get mad at me if I didn't mention Theater Company. They have a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, but they're having their auditions. So if you want to be in that, go ahead and go to theatercompany.com, or you can also, they have a kids workshop coming up. And, you know, if you want information on any of this stuff, just go to acbv.org. We have summer camps as well, but I try to promote our affiliates. But check out our website, get in our newsletter, and it'll fill you in on all this great stuff.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Visit with folks from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on alternate Fridays on News Talk 1620.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machines. Some machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and it's time to talk stuff that's going on at the library. And Kendra is here this morning from the College Station Library. You can push that down a little bit. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So we've got summer stuff going on at the library as well, right? A chance for kiddos to be reading.
Yes, we actually have stuff for all ages. This is the second year that we're doing stuff for adults, too, not just for kids.
So, oh, okay.
We have everything on our online events calendar. And we have just started registering people if they want to keep track of what they're reading.
Now, do you have a list of suggested reading material based on the age group or reading level? What's the best way to look at that?
Well, basically, as far as we're concerned, people can read what they want to, but if they need help finding something, they can certainly come and talk with a librarian, and we'll try and find them something their age range and that suits their interests. And on the adult reading program, we're doing something where when you read a book, you turn in a little short review, and at the end of each week, we'll have a drawing for a prize.
No,
but we're adding a feature this year. It's a scavenger hunt, and we have 10 topics written down. We've got some possible suggestions if people want to participate in it, but they can't think of a book on that topic. And if they happen to read something that fits into one of our scavenger hunt categories, they'll write that down on the book review too. And then if they wind up doing at least 4 out of the 10 on the scavenger hunt, they get an extra entry into the...
Oh, okay. So they could another chance to win a prize, mm-hmm. huh? Okay, very good. And what else do we need to be telling them?
Well, our events are just starting. Actually, this Saturday, the children's program is doing a book character day in the morning.
Oh, okay.
People can dress up. We also will have some people dressed up and free hot dogs for kids.
Oh, fun.
And then in the afternoon, the adult summer reading program is going to be doing a reception. So get people signed up and, you know, let them meet other people that are interested in reading and stuff. Have some refreshments.
Now, let me ask you about the adult reading. Now, is that people have reading difficulty, or is that people who just like to read and
just
talk about
books? Just people that like to read.
Okay, all right, I understand.
So it's just we have, you know, keep track of your own reading and enter the drawings and stuff, but we also do have some events planned. We have one virtual author visit that we're going to do on the 18th. We're going to actually practice our... set up for that today and see if we need to get anything else.
Okay.
That'll be from 3 to 4 on Saturday the 18th. We have author Brianna Karp. She wrote The Girl's Guide to Homelessness.
Okay.
She lives in California, so we're going to be doing the talk over Skype.
That's kind of fun. That's kind of neat. So, if that works out well, I could see what you'd want to do that on a regular basis,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have another author visit that's going to be on the 28th, and that one is Leslie Hubert. She wrote a book called The Journey Takers, and she is from another state, but she's going to be in Texas, so we've planned the
author
visit to
there.
Coordinate with that.
That's very good. Okay, if they want some more information, you have a website they can go to.
Yes, it is bcslibrary.org. There's an online events calendar. You can also go up to the top where it says Summer Reading Program and just click, and then you can select if you want to see children stuff, teen stuff, adult stuff. Mm-hmm. Also on the teens and tweens, their first event is on Monday. For the tweens, that's the like 9 to 12 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
Their event will be from 3 to 5, a movie and ice cream. And then for the teenagers, also a movie and ice cream, but theirs is PG-13. The other one's PG.
Okay.
And theirs will be from 6:30 to 9. And then every week we have events for the tweens. In the afternoon, usually 4 to 5, unless it's something that's longer, and then we'll start earlier. And then on the teenagers, it's normally 6:30 to 8, but that movie happens to be kind of long, so it's going longer. And then at the end of July, we're doing an art show and talent show. And if anyone's interested in that, they should just contact me. And we're doing a pool party for them on Monday, August 1st at Adamson, and they do need to come to at least one of the other teen or tween events in Bryan or College Station at one of the libraries in order to qualify for that. And they can get the sign-up sheet at our one of our events.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming in. All right. What else you got, Colin?
Well, speaking of Adamson Lagoon, tonight is Girl Scout night
Adamson.
So if you're a Girl Scout or even a prospective Girl Scout, you can enjoy an evening together tonight at Adamson Lagoon from 7:30 to 9:30. And it's half off admission
if you're
one of those Girl Scouts. So if you need more information, you can call 764-3735. Then also remind everybody that the Starlight Music Series continues Saturday with Midnight River Choir and guest Sweetbriar at Wolfpen Creek. Admission's free. Gates open at 6. Show starts at 7.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Bet.
You have visits with folks from the City of College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.